In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. We were answering the common questions like why you are Christian and why you are Orthodox. We said in Christian that we believe in one God, the real God, the perfect God, and through him we believe in the perfect life and the perfect man, the image of the perfect God, and we believe in the perfect Bible. Also, being Orthodox, I'm seeking the perfect life, the purest faith, and the purest understanding of the Holy Bible. Also, I want to mention, being an Orthodox, you know, we are living the most sacred life. If you study the history of the Orthodox Church, you will see thousands of saints who lived the true faith and the original Christian life mended by the Spirit. In our sacred life, you will see what the forefathers said, that we are living in synergism. They meant by this word that there is the power of the Holy Spirit with the power of the struggle of the man. So we are living in sharing our life with the Holy Spirit to catch the kingdom of heaven. So we cannot ignore the role of God, and we cannot also ignore the role of man. We need the role of man beside the role of God. We need to share together with the Lord our salvation. And also in our pure faith, we believe in faith as a power for salvation, and also we believe in acts or actions or deeds as very much needed to get this salvation. And faith expressed in deeds and also the acts or works of man presents his belief. Also, as Orthodox Christian, we believe that we live in hope. We hope for eternal life. Our hope is the Lord Jesus Christ. And beside this hope, we live in fear of God. So this combined fear and hope is very much related to the Orthodox life. Also, in our Orthodox doctrine, we believe the role of the Holy Bible, the source of faith and source of power, and also the sacraments of the Church, very much needed to complete the salvation of everybody. We also, as Orthodox believers, we believe in the repentance, continuous repentance, dynamic repentance for all our life, and discipleship in all our life. We never say that now I'm saved, now I'm fine, now I'm a saint, now I'm good enough, I don't need anything to do more than this. This is not Orthodox. As Orthodox, we believe in this dynamic growing up in the Lord to be like him, to be his saints. The last question we may ask, or we may face, why you are Coptic? You know, the word Coptic means originally Egyptian. So we are Christian and we are Orthodox, and more specifically, we are Egyptian Orthodox Christian, or Coptic Christian Orthodox. So being Coptic adds to our belief some good points. We need not to tell everybody you should be Coptic to be saved. This is not our belief. But we, as Copts, we are happy being Copts because our history is the perfect Christian history ever happened on earth. If you study the history of all Christian churches, the old churches, you will be proud of being Coptic. You know, in our church, the Coptic church, we had seen Athanasius, Kyrillos, Dioscoros, and these people who saved the faith from any corruption by the power of the Holy Spirit. You can see in the Coptic church, the old theological school of Alexandria, the first school of theology in the whole world. You can see the monastic life coming from the desert of our land. You can see thousands or hundreds of thousands of martyrs came from Egypt. So the history of our Coptic church is very rich. You can see also this kind of monastic life which we give to the whole world. Any monastic life in anywhere in the world is related in a way to our desert and our old monks, like Ambantonius, Macarius, Bachomius, and others. Another point, being Coptic, you know, you can see in our church the most beautiful prayers order. I don't think you can see any Christian in the whole world can spend many hours praying like our church, specifically in the hot good days like Pascha and Good Friday and Nights of Kiyak and any feast. You know, you cannot enjoy this praying, long praying in other churches like our church. We have many Coptic songs, many Coptic orders, and this order of the church help us to spend many hours praying in a way which we will never be bored of. You know, you can see in Al-Agbaya that we spend the whole day praying. We start our day praying Salat Bakr, the daily living of Jesus Christ start with the news of his resurrection in the morning prayer. Then in the third hour, we are enjoying the Holy Spirit given to the disciples. In the sixth hour, we are focusing on his cross. On the ninth hour, we are focusing on his death on the cross. In the sunset and the 12th hour, we are praying for the end of life. And in the midnight, we are thinking and praying for the spiritual wakefulness. So you can see how our church covers the whole day and night in praying as given by the Lord Jesus' teaching that we should pray unceasingly. So the church helped us to do this by her order. Also, you can see in the church order how beautiful covering the whole week. You can see Sunday feast, Sunday mass, and all the days we have other memories or other feasts of the saints, of the events of the history of our church. You know, we are celebrating many good days on a monthly basis, like the 12th and 21st and 29th. So we are living in a happy, prayerful life in our church. Also, concerning the fasting, I think our church is the best one in giving fasting to her people. We are spend times fasting, you know, with many background, like we fast before the Christmas, we fast the Jonah fasting and the Great Lent, and also we fast for the disciples preaching, we fast for Saint Mary, and we fast on weekly basis, Wednesday and Fridays, as if we are trying to give our bodies as a sacrifice for the Lord and covering our life with prayer and fasting. If you study the Coptic liturgy, you will find how rich is the Coptic liturgy in doctrines, in order, in songs, in historical background, in memoration of the saints. So you can see the richness of our church through the liturgy. You know, we mean by the liturgy the prayer of the congregation, whether it's the Mass, the Holy Mass, or the prayer for baptism, or others. You can see the icons of our church. The icons look like the windows on eternity. You can see the virtues of the saints through their eyes, through their faces. You can see how they look like our Lord Jesus Christ, and this is the key of their holy life. Also, you know, by enjoying the Coptic songs help our heart to pray more and our ears to listen happily to the nice music of the songs, and this helps in prayer. The last point I would say, the Coptic church is the land which our Lord visited away from his land. And he spent like 3.5 years on our land. And he went through the desert. He visited many areas in our country. So the Coptic church is proud of having the Lord Jesus Christ and his mother, Saint Mary, lived on earth for long. Also, Egypt, you know, as written in the Old Testament, was visited by many great men like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and you know Moses was born in Egypt, and his name is an Egyptian name, and he spent the whole life in Egypt. So now we can answer the questions, why I'm Christian, why I'm Orthodox, why am I Coptic, and happily we can say I'm proud of being Coptic Orthodox Christian. Glory to God. Amen.